Welcome to another MacGuffin Mini, where Pat, Justin, and Mike talk about whatever we feel like. Join the guild and send your recommendations of things you'd think we'd like to discuss. Enjoy this MacGuffin Mini.
I raised you better than this.
As we're doing this, I'm designing my character for Cyberpunk, by the way.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. It's like a very long process. I don't know if you've heard, but it's very detailed. Including genitalia.
Some glitches. Genitals, really?
Yeah, you literally, like, you can go in and, like, mess with his genitals. His or her.
Like, do you see his dick?
Yes, in fact, that one YouTuber, PewDiePie, he was live streaming and creating his character. And I guess the setting for that is, like, worded strangely, so he, like, clicked on it, and the character's, like, shorts disappeared and showed his dong, and he's like, oh, fuck.
What's that game called?
Cyberpunk 2077.
I gotta look that up.
It's got Keanu Reeves in it.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar. I didn't know you could do genitals, though.
Yeah, apparently this game you can. Which, yeah, and he got banned from YouTube because it wasn't his fault, but
yeah
it was probably like a temporary ban, I'm sure. But
why would you? I don't understand why. It's just weird.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, straight up doohickey.
Are you reading about it?
The following settings are available. Male, penis type 1, circumcised. Penis type 2, not circumcised. Female, vagina. Breasts in small, standard, or large.
Yes.
Penis and breasts, nipples, yes or no, pubic hair style in various forms and shapes.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I'd say.
But it's a thing.
Hmm. Interesting.
But yeah, I'm designing my guy right now.
Yeah, designing his pecker?
Not yet. I'm sure I'll get to that point, but...
So when you get to his pecker, how much thought will you put into it?
I don't know.
What?
Justin, did you know about that?
What?
In this game, you literally can have options with the character's genitalia.
What?
Yeah, it's that detailed. Pat just read what the options are. I didn't know exactly what they were, and I was telling him that guy PewDiePie was live streaming, and he was messing with the character, like, designing the character, and I guess the way it's worded, I don't know, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I guess the way it's worded is weird, and he clicked on the, you know, the setting or whatever, and his character's shorts popped off, and his dong was hanging out.
What?
And he got I guess he got banned from YouTube because he was live streaming, or Twitch, I guess Twitch, probably.
Does it do it for the ladies and the gentlemen?
Well,
you can pick a male or female character.
Here's what you got, Justin. These are the options. The following settings are available. Male, penis type 1, circumcised. Penis type 2, not circumcised. Female, vagina. It just says vagina, so I guess you either have a vagina or not. Breasts in small, standard, or large. Penis and breasts. Nipples, yes or no. Pubic hair style in various forms and shapes.
It's amazing.
The only one that kind of gets me a little bit is the nipples, yes or no. That one threw me for a loop. Yeah. Like, I'm not surprised by any of the other options, but when it was like nipples, yes, no,
maybe.
I mean, it makes sense. Some people just don't have nipples because of one reason or another, but it's like, it seems like it's very
maybe
niche.
It is to be. Yeah, but I mean, then again, I mean, if you're appealing to a, even if it's a small population of people who... You know, make them feel more inclusive. I get it. I mean, my nipples are inverted.
Well, hey, man, to each their own. But here's the weird thing. What other game have you seen where it lets you choose your genitalia? Mario Kart was the first, but, like, there was only so many options then. But this is, like, the first one, like, with, like, 3D graphics. You know what I mean? So, and the fact that you're giving you so many options, I thought they would just give you grower or shower. That's all I was expecting to see.
Grower or shower.
It's cool that it's coming right out of the gate.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's, you know, true. I got 90 gigs worth of space to download this puppy, so let's do... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? I think I'm just going to stay in and play Dick Simulator 2000.
No, it's 2077, by the way. Dick Simulator 2077.
Dick Simulator 2077. Yeah, it's much better.
Cyber Dick 2077.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on the nipple selection.
Hmm.
Oh, they're gone. And they're back. It's just back. On or off, literally. Like, there's, you can't, like...
You can't even change the
no,
shape.
No, I kind of don't like that. I want to yeah. personalize his nipples.
Give me them coat hooks.
Give me them baby hot dog sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Give me the tin cans.
This is great.
All right, we ready to talk about Christmas now?
Wow, I'm kind of still good on this, actually.
Oh, I'm messing with the genitals.
Oh. There we go.
There they are. Penis one. Off.
This is Mike doing an impersonation of himself when he was 13.
So genitals, off. And yeah, I don't know why he didn't... It literally says genitals. And he... PewDiePie.
It's like either mannequin look or penis.
Well, it says vagina. Genitals off, and he's got his shorts on, and then you... scroll through and it goes to vagina. And
so let me ask a question. So kids,
penis
like
two,
I know I'm going to sound old, but children who are playing this game will be choosing penises.
Children should not be playing this game.
It's rated M for mature. Yeah. Would you let your kid into an R-rated movie and then be like, oh, there was a penis in this movie and I had no
penis
idea.
Penis size.
Okay, so
small,
it is rated M
big.
For mature. Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
so it's not really marketed to children. But let's be honest, it is, though, right?
Let's say, no, this game
no,
is...
I don't think so.
I think it's... All right,
okay.
Ready?
See, I don't know. I'm so out of the video game
rated
field,
M
I have no idea.
For mature, 17 plus, blood and gore, intense violence, nudity, strong language, strong sexual content, use of drugs and alcohol. So,
all right, so it makes it pretty clear what you're getting.
Yeah, it's not for kids. Oh, okay, man, pubic hair style? Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
I read that.
Can you read off the names of the styles?
It's just
like
numbers. It's just numbers.
Do like the
yeah.
airstrip. All right, well, describe them. What's number one?
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
The bacon strip.
All right, so
the
Clark
Gable.
So number one is, hold on, I need to... Okay, just looks like regular bushy pubic
okay,
hair.
Like bush? Like
yeah.
bush, like 70s style, or more
it's not like
toned
insanely
down, like
90s
style?
And like, yeah, it's like kind of under control, but number two... is like a tiny like patch, like a small patch,
like the Hitler mustache.
Yeah, oh,
like a square,
kind
square
of.
Patch?
Three okay. looks very similar to that. It's kind of hard to distinguish two and three.
But one's a fascist and one's not.
Oh, four is just like a tiny like a thin strip,
like the Clark Gable,
and five.
Like hold on. A
right
thin
along
strip.
The ridge?
No, let's not move along too quickly. Number four, is it like a landing strip? Is that what it is?
It's a little, it's like wider than that, and it kind of like...
Is it kind of like Fred Durst's chin?
It kind of makes like a, like, it's kind of like a V, where it's like...
Okay.
Like a real pointy V.
Like the bottom part is like long, and then it kind of branches a little bit at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
And then five cool. looks like... It almost looks like two lightning bolts of pubic hair.
Mm,
I'll go with
cool.
that. Oh, you can mess with the color.
Mm. So is five all
so
there
you
is?
Don't have to have the carpets match the drapes?
Oh, man, I got him all kinds of colors. Like, his hair is like this, like, teal color.
Oh, so, time out. This is a dude you're working on?
Yeah, I got
totally
it, yeah.
changes what I was envisioning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know,
I'm
me
a
too.
Dude, yeah.
With lightning bolt pubic hair.
Yes, sir. Oh, no.
The future is now, my friends.
But his hair is like a longish teal color, and his beard is like red, like a dark, like
oh,
maroon.
My God.
I thought man. We were going to have robot surgeons in 2020. No, we have video games where you can choose lightning bolt pubic hair.
That's it. But let's be honest, man. I remember back in the Wolfenstein days where it was like just being able to walk into another room was earth-shatteringly awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, when I kick, you can see my foot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I can change weapons? Cool. I don't have to go in the order that the game is forcing me in. I could just kind of walk around.
Yeah.
That whole concept was so earth-shattering.
Oh, yeah. And this game is that. It's just open world.
Mm-hmm. I remember I spent hours one time, not one time, many a time. There was a game back. Do you guys remember a game called Smuggler's Run?
I've heard of it.
Oh, man. I know the name, yeah.
It was a really cool game. It was like a driving game, and you're basically trying to pick up contraband. There's like other teams. Like, you have a team. I think you had a team of like four cars or something. So you had like NPCs on your team. Mm-hmm. And you would try and like get contraband. It was like a team thing where you tried to get the contraband and get it over the border. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there was a free play mode where you could just drive around the world. It was one of the first ones I remember where you could just drive around the world, and it wasn't like anything you saw you can get to. It was one of the first games where it wasn't nice. Just like the flat background. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a mountain, but you can't. But if you saw a mountain, you can go to it. Mm-hmm. Man, I would fucking play that for hours, just chilling out, driving around.
Yeah. See, I used to stop and I used to do that in Grand Theft Auto, like those games.
Yeah, all of us in a room together would spend hours just doing that. And then seeing who could do the most wild shit.
Right.
You know, stealing cop cars and driving them off cliffs and, you know, just creating havoc.
I got 5 stars. Here comes the army helicopter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I remember when you first, what was the one, the Grand Theft Auto game? I remember playing at your house, Pat. It was the Miami one or whatever, Florida one. Vice City.
Yeah.
Where, like, the first time we realized that the cops threw out the spike things and popped their tires.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, I almost fell out of my chair, dude. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is, like, crazy detailed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Now there's games are so detailed. There's, like, you could play as a mechanic, like, at this place where someone, like, brings a car in on a tow truck and you're actually repairing the tires.
Isn't it funny? Like, literally what we used to do for entertainment, now there's like games where literally guys are just working like 9-to-5 jobs in the game.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that all kind of started, what was the Farmville? It didn't start with Farmville, but it's like those concepts where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to maintain my crops.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I want to shoot shit up. Like, I don't want to work.
Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Those pets where you kept them alive or whatever.
I remember when Shenmue came out. Do you guys remember the game Shenmue?
Was that the one Wilson used to play? I was trying to think of the name of that.
Yeah, it was like this big deal. This game came out, and it was like real immersive and everything. And we went over to Chris Wilson's house, and they're like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, well, my character has a job. He's like driving a forklift around. They're like, wait, so you go to work for 8 hours a day, and then you come back, and you have another job where you have to drive a virtual fork truck around? We were really confused by that concept.
I bet he was so excited, though. I bet he was like, yeah, man, it's awesome.
Oh, I remember him.
I'm sure there's more to it. I never played it.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, hurry up, Justin. Finish your thought. My 15-minute break is ending. I got to get back to the job.
I'd love to sit and have a beer with you guys, but I got to really fucking move these crates. Boss is going to be pissed.
I remember he was working at a dock or something. I remember that.
I've already gotten yelled at twice by my supervisor. Three more strikes, and they're going to send me home the rest of the day, and I'll lose out on my paycheck. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Chris Wilson, that was the place to go to find, like, the next level shit. Mm-hmm. Like, anything back in the day, like Sega CD, I first experienced with him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think Dreamcast I experienced with him.
Yeah, Dreamcast. I remember one time he had this Pokemon game. And, man, we went over. We were giving him. It was Pokemon Stadium. Mm. And we were giving him shit about, like, oh, we going to sit inside playing Pokemon all the time? Because, like, we're in our early 20s and we just want to drink beer and stuff. And, dude, he's like, oh, play it. Dude, we played it. We had people going over there doing tournaments and stuff. We got hooked, man. Pokemon Stadium was shit.
That's funny.
Oh, fucking the 3DO. Do you remember the 3DO? He had one of those. We used to play that all the time. There was like this trivia game where you would move around the world. I hate trivia games. We played all the time. There was like Way of the Warrior that had the white zombie soundtrack.
Yeah, I remember that.
All that shit. Chris Wilson.
Yep. So, Mike, I have a question for you. So no. You said you want to spend more time
with Chris Wilson?
You want to spend more time with Angel, yet you're downloading Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, but I'm not playing
it. Do you think that? Yeah, not yet. You're only spending hours setting it up.
Setting up his genitals.
I'm setting it up while I'm podcasting, though.
No, I know.
I mean,
how long did you spend on your character? He looks stupid. Yeah, but wait till you see his dick.
God, don't judge him till you see the dick.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed.
I mean, that goes for anybody, really.
I spent 45 minutes fucking crafting that thing. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this MacGuffin Mini. Check out the MacGuffin Guild. We post a new episode every week. Follow us on social media and join the guild.
I raised you better than this.